Welcome to another episode of Live at DubLab, the weekly podcast where we highlight live performances that take place in our studio.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Colleen live on Dublab. Thank you so much for being here and playing and sharing this music.
Thank you so much for having me, you know, helping out with the LA concert. I had a really good time in spite of the Transformer stress.
Yeah. Well, we're happy that that it all worked out, that you came through and you're continuing your tour. You head off in just a few moments to continue that. So I hope that people can check out Colleen live in concert. And any parting words for everybody out there? Anything you'd like people to know about?
I don't know. Thanks for listening to what I do. And thanks if you're thinking of coming to the shows. That's amazing, because for me, it's a really long trip.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of work to like put together a tour. So I'm just Absolutely. Super happy that, you know, people are coming and listening. And I just hope they enjoy it as much as I do, because it's a lot of fun to play this setup.
And that's great.
It's really fun.
You're an avid bird watcher.
Yeah,
do you have a current favorite that you want to, a little bird tip? You know, a lot of people here talk about music and maybe share like their favorite current song or favorite current album discovery. What would be your favorite current kind of bird?
Okay, well, I can say that so 2 days ago I was in San Francisco. I had a day off, so I just spent the whole afternoon bird watching in the you know, the harbor and Crissy Field area. But I also found out about Fort Mason Community Garden, which is actually open to the public, and it was a really amazing spot. And I think what I liked the best about the day was that I saw my favorite large bird, which is the brown pelican, which for me is like really super exotic. And my favorite smallest bird, which is, it was Anna's hummingbird. I saw plenty of these in the garden, and one of them was like really, just really confident. He was like half a meter away from me, and I was just blown away, because the first time I saw a hummingbird was only in May in San Diego. I'd never seen any of these, which are obviously, you know, like normal for you, but for me, it's just like something out of the ordinary. So I was thinking, wow, you know, like my favorite large bird, my favorite smallest bird, it's really so much fun to be able, I don't have as much time as I would want to just go urban bird watching while on tour, but definitely, you know, I encourage people to do that. You don't necessarily need to go anywhere like super remote to see amazing creatures.
And you don't need to go anywhere super remote to listen to Dublab. And in fact, you can listen to Dublab while watching your favorite birds. And here, we're not only sharing music with you, this is an ornithology experience as well. It's dublab.com. And I hope that you can support with a generous donation right now during our Proton Drive fundraiser. Thanks again so much to Colleen for sharing this beautiful music.
Thanks. Thank you so much.
This podcast was brought to you by Dublab Radio, broadcasting live from Los Angeles since 1999. For more information, visit dublab.com.